from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. Saudi Arabia Embassy conveys its support for RRI's Quran Recital Week. The coach of Indonesian U16 national team determines to defend the 2024 AFF Cup title, and here's the news in detail, read by Steve. The Embassy of Saudi Arabia Kingdom to Indonesia expressed its commitment to support the 54th National Quran Recital Week, or PTQ, with the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Radio Republic Indonesia in 2024, which was previously held in Yogyakarta. The support was realized in facilitating for the event's winners to perform Umrah in Mecca and Medina. The attaché of religion and education at the Embassy of Saudi Arabia, Ahmed bin Isa Al Hasmi, on Wednesday in Jakarta pointed out that the Saudi Arabian government had given permission for the four winners on behalf of Ahmad Yasir, Aryan Noor, Andine Putri Malati, and Sinta Wulan. In a meeting with the chairman of Supervisory Board of RRI, Anwar Mujahid Adi Tristanto, Ahmed bin Isa Al Hasmi conveyed that the four winners would be dispatched after the upcoming Hajj season. It's been approved to receive the four people, and thank God the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia will protect, facilitate, and serve them. And His Excellency the Ambassador will be very happy when I tell you about today's meeting with the arrival of foreigners who will go after the Hajj season. And before the Ambassador's departure, it is planned to release the four of them. It's a glory for us, for Saudi Arabia, and for friends to serve this noble group. Moreover, Chairman of Supervisory Board of RRI, Anwar Mujahid Adi Trisnanto, explained that RRI as a public radio pays attention to minority groups, including people with disabilities and tribes in remote areas across the country. The U16 national team is ready to join the ASEAN Football Association, or AFF Bosch U16 tournament, to be held in Surakarta, Central Java, from June 24th until July the 4th. Not only acting as the host, the Indonesian national team, which is now coached by Nova Arianto, is determined to defend the title that was won 2 years ago in Yogyakarta. Nova Arianto affirmed that he felt unencumbered by the achievement of the teams in 2022, which at the time was a gift for Indonesia's 77th Independence Day.
Kalau secara tekanan, jujur saya nggak ada ya, karena sekali lagi saya membentuk tim ini adalah.
In terms of pressure, honestly, I don't have it, because once again, I formed this team as the end of the senior national team, and my hope is that these players are the future of Indonesian senior national team. The problem result is part of the process of them going through it, so we will see if they can do that. Furthermore, Nova Arianto is not worried about the opponents that will be faced at this year's AFF U16 tournament. He saw that the players must be ready to face any opponent to return to aiming for the championship. And as the host, the Indonesia U16 national team will be in Group A along with Laos, the Philippines, and Singapore. The Industry Ministry of Indonesia has prepared a strategy for the standardization of the ceramic industry to improve efficiency and product quality, to increase its competitiveness value in domestic and global market. The government is accelerating the implementation of standardization in the ceramic and non-metallic mineral industries to increase productivity and competitiveness. This was stated by the head of the Ministry's Industrial Services Standardization and Policy Agency, Andi Rizaldi, in a statement released on Wednesday. And this standard is not only related to the Indonesian National Standards or SNE, but also the Green Industry Standards and Industrial Technology Specification Standards. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Moscow could arm countries with a view to attacking Western targets. As quoted by BBC.com, Mr. Putin made the statement while criticizing the West's delivery of long-range weapons to Ukraine. Several countries, including the United States, have given Ukraine the green light to strike targets inside Russia. According to him, such action could lead to a very serious problems. The Russian president said if someone thinks it is possible to supply such weapons to a war zone to attack Russian territory and create problems for Russia, why doesn't Russia have the right to supply weapons of the same class to regions of the world where there will be strikes on sensitive facilities of those countries? Hamas Health Ministry in Gaza said on Wednesday that at least 36,000 people have been killed in the territory during more than several months of war between Israel and Palestinian militants. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the ministry statement said the toll includes at least 36 deaths over the past 24 hours and 83,000 people have been wounded in the Gaza Strip since the war broke when Hamas militants attacked Israel on October 7th. The Gaza Strip faces unprecedented disease outbreaks this summer because by piles of uncollected waste rotting in the heat, fueling further misery for the residents already suffering from food shortages. Meanwhile, Fania Diamanti, project coordinator of emergencies at the non-government organization, said managing rubbish is one of its main concerns since it can be removed from the war-torn territory and nor do the inhabitants have access to dumps. Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh has called for enhanced measures to bring Vietnam-New Zealand trade to $3 billion at the earliest. As reported by VOVWorld.vn on June the 6th, during a reception for Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of New Zealand, Winston Peters, in Hanoi on Wednesday, Prime Minister Chen suggested that the two countries work together in the new domains of climate change response, energy transition, green growth, and digital economy. Deputy Prime Minister Peters explained that New Zealand attaches much importance to Vietnam's roles in the region and the world, and the Vietnam-Zealand Strategy Partnership expressing his hope that the two sides will build a new framework for their relations soon on the basis of the current sound ties. Both leaders reached consensus on close cooperation and support for each other at a multilateral forums and effective coordination when Vietnam takes on the role as coordinator of ASEAN-New Zealand relations from July 2024 to July 2027. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Ambassador to Japan Harry Ahmadi said that 2025 is an important momentum for Indonesian diplomacy in Japan. Indonesia will participate in the World Expo 2025 in Osaka. This was affirmed by Ambassador Harry in his remarks at the opening of Festival Indonesia Festina in Sendai, Miyagi Prefecture, Sunday, as quoted from an official statement. Festina is a part of the Indonesia-Japan Friendship Day, or IGFD, Integrated Promotion and Service Program in Sendai from May 31st to June 2, 2024. It was attended by more than 200 Indonesians and Japanese citizens. On the occasion, Ambassador Harry Ahmadi invited the Japanese people to visit the Indonesian Pavilion at the World Expo 2025, which will carry the theme Nature, Culture, and the Future, in accordance with the spirit of Sustainable Development Goals. The Indonesian Pavilion will be strategically present next to the Pavilion from Australia and a number of international organizations. As part of IGFT Sendai 2024, the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo organized consular and other services and consultation, such as education and financial services. The event was attended by more than 300 Indonesian citizens and diasporas living in Japan. Ambassador Harry used this opportunity to call for the importance of self-reporting for Indonesian citizens in Japan. The Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo was also present at Festina promoting Indonesian products through a mini bazaar. In a series of IGFT Sendai 2024 activities, he also held a meeting with Governor of Miyagi, Murai Yoshihiro. They discussed cooperation to strengthen labor, research, and the halal industry. Meanwhile, in the meeting with the mayor of Sendai, Kori Kazuko, Ambassador Harry encouraged the establishment of an association of Indonesian and Sendai communities to facilitate communication and strengthen mutual trust between the two nations. Their activities include organizing the Indonesia International Friendship Day in Sendai in summer 2025. The same thing was also conveyed by Ambassador Harry when he met the Miyagi International Association, MIA.
Thank you. Listener, we begin today in history about the birthday of former Indonesian President Sukarno. Sukarno was born in Surabaya, East Java on 6 June 1901. Sukarno, popularly known as Bung Karno, was a politician who played an important role in the Indonesian National Revolution. Along with Muhammad Hatta, Bung Karno proclaimed Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945. Sukarno was the first president of the Republic of Indonesia who served from 1945 until 1967. Bung Karno was the first person to come up with the concept of Pancasila, the five-state ideology, as the foundation of the Indonesian state. The next event is about the Indonesian women's badminton team successfully won the Uber Cup for the first time. The Uber Cup, sometimes called the World Women's Team Championships, is a major international badminton competition contested by women's national badminton teams held every 2 years. On 6 June 1975, the Indonesian women's badminton team, consisting of Teresia Widyastuti, Imelda Wiguna, Utami Dewi, Tati Sumirah, Minarni Sudaryanto, and Regina Masli, successfully became the champion after defeating the defending champion Japan with a final score of 5-2 in the top party. The victory was special because it was achieved before the Indonesian spectators at Senayan Sport Stadium, Jakarta. The pair Minarni Sudaryanto and Regina became the determinant of Indonesia's victory after defeating the Japanese pair Hiroyuki and Mika Ikeda. We end with an event about World Green Roof Day. June 6 is celebrated as World Green Roof Day. At this moment, cities around the world go green to clean up their carbon footprint and adapt to climate change. The Earth is in climate emergency, and green roofs will be a big part of the solution. Green roofs are living roofs where the roof space can facilitate shrubs, trees, and vegetation to help the environment. The first green roof policy was implemented in 1979 in Germany. World Green Roof Day is celebrated to appreciate the beautiful green roofs that contribute to a better environment and raise awareness about their importance to climate change. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today focuses on Presiden Joko Widodo opens Mentawir Nursery for Kalimantan Forest Rehab. Presiden Joko Widodo officially opened the Mentawir Nursery in North Penajam Pasar, East Kalimantan on Tuesday. According to the President, the inauguration was an important step in the government's effort in rehabilitating forests and replanting in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo also affirmed the importance of the nursery as a foundation to make Nusantara capital city East Kalimantan and other areas green again. He further remarked that the Mentawir nursery has a great capacity so that it can contain up to 15 million seeds per year. This allows the country to rehab damaged forests and reclaim ex-mines efficiently. Besides, the president conveyed the germplasm center development in Mentawir Nursery marked one step forward in biodiversity conservation. The available biobank and seed bank in the nursery will house important plant seeds such as shorea and dryobalanops, which are getting rare in the wild. Therefore, the president affirmed that the Mentawir Nursery inauguration reflects not only Indonesia's commitment to environmental rehabilitation, but also a part of global commitment against climate change. Besides, other nurseries across Indonesia also share a similar commitment of the government in preserving nature. The nursery President Joko Widodo added brought a new hope for natural preservation and ecosystem balance in Indonesia and an important pillar in biodiversity preservation for future regenerations. After officially opening the Mentawir Nursery, President Joko Widodo invited some ambassadors and international organization leaders to visit the site and explained to them the available seeds in the nursery. The ambassadors were impressed by Indonesia's effort in reforestation with a tree diversity-based approach. One of them was Kevin Tokar, the head of development cooperation at the Embassy of Canada to Indonesia. According to Kevin, this effort was a part of a green and sustainable future for Indonesia. Similarly, the World Bank Country Director for Indonesia and Timor-Leste also got interesting experience when visiting the Mentawir Nursery. She said the nursery was a remarkable initiative by Indonesian government. Moreover, Christian Netland, Deputy Head of Mission at Norwegian Embassy in Jakarta, also appreciated the official opening of Mentawir Nursery. According to him, the nursery has been organized perfectly and using cutting-edge technology. He said Norway appreciates Indonesia's initiative in reforestation and will support that effort. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Mencintaimu memberikanku keyakinan tuh tetap bertahan. Aku tak merasa hina bila ku harus mengalah. Mencintaimu tak membutakan hatiku, tak membuat aku lupa di mana harus berpijak. Walau terkadang ku jatuh, namun hatiku percaya engkau akan selalu ada menjagaku. Agar engkau selalu bernafas dengan seperti jantungku yang berdetak menjaga cintaku kepadamu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pandanus or pandan leaves are used for food ingredients, but in Tengganan village, Karangasem Regency, Bali, pandan leaves are used as weapons in a war tradition. The Mekare-kare tradition, commonly known as the Pandan War, is a tradition that is done every year on Sasih Kalima, the fifth month in the special calendar of the Tengganan Penggringsingan village, Bali. Based on the Tengganan village calendar, the tradition falls in June. According to local beliefs, the Mekare-kare tradition or Pandan War tradition is carried out as a tribute to Lord Indra, the god of war, as well as the ancestors. This tradition is also part of the Sasi Sambah ceremony, the largest religious ceremony in Tengganan village. Lasting for 2 days, the Mekare-kare tradition begins with a ceremony to ask for safety and a ritual of pouring tuak, a traditional alcoholic beverage, on each other. A traditional leaders will give the signal for the war to begin. The war is carried out in pairs. Then, the pandan war participants will dance around and occasionally slash the spiked pandan at other participants. Even though their bodies bleed, the participants still look happy because it is one of their expression of gratitude and a way of honoring the Lord Indra. after the war is over, wounded participants are smeared with the traditional concoctions made from turmeric plus coconut oil to treat them. There is no revenge or anger after the game because all participants do it sincerely as part of a traditional ceremony. The Makari Kari tradition uses thorny pandan weapons as the main property. The thorny pandanus is cut to the same size, then tied like a mace, a weapon in war. Pandan war participants will also carry the rattan shield to protect themselves. The men who will participate in the pandan war only wear a sarung or shawl and headband, without clothes, bare-chested. The pandan war is accompanied by gamelan selodin music. Selodin is a Tengganan musical instrument that can only be played by sanctified people. This instrument is also not carelessly played, but only on certain occasion.
Sayang. Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Miscellany. Today's Miscellany comes to greet you with the title Dieng Caldera Race 2024. Listeners, the sport tourism event Dieng Caldera Race 2024 will take place in Dieng, Central Java from June 8 until 9, 2024. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said that Dieng Caldera Race 2024 is a sports tourism event that combines the natural scenery of the Dieng Plateau area, which is very beautiful, with challenging routes according to the international standards. The sport tourism event will also provide an extraordinary experience for mountain runners. According to Minister Sandi Uno, this activity will certainly help drive tourism and the economy in Dieng, which is one of the national tourism strategic areas. President Director of the Borobudur Authority, Agustin Paranginangin, said that the event targets 1,000 participants. There are four categories in this event, namely 10 kilometers, 21 kilometers, 42 kilometers, and the ultimate, 75 kilometers. Moreover, Agustin hopes that the Dieng Caldera Race 2024 can support the development of the Borobudur DPSP, namely the creations of a spread of tourists to various Borobudur buffer areas, including Dieng. Meanwhile, event director of the Dieng Caldera Race, Julius Chandrawan, said there are three important things that are expected to be achieved from the implementations of the Dieng Caldera Race 2024. The first is how Indonesia, with its extraordinary natural resources potential, can also hold international standard trail run activities in the future. Then it is how this event can have an economic impact on the community. It is expected that the multiplier effect of this event can reach 27 billion rupiahs. In addition, this event is also a means of transferring knowledge to the community as well as the community in managing one activity. That's Miscellany. Bye-bye.
Aku bilang suka, engkau tersipu malu. Lalu aku bilang sayang, wajahmu merah merona. Lalu harus bagaimana lagi darah, cara untuk mendapatkan dirimu. Oh oh, katakanlah saja bila kau benar cinta. Jangan kau ragu-ragu karena ku sungguh-sungguh. Katakanlah saja bila kau benar sayang. Jangan kau buat aku terlalu lama menunggumu. Wajahmu merah merona.
cinta. Jangan kau ragu-ragu, karena ku sungguh-sungguh. Katakanlah saja bila kau benar sayang. Jangan kau buat aku terlalu lama menunggu. Katakanlah saja bila benar-benar sayang. Jangan kau buat aku terlalu lama menunggumu.
Katakanlah saja bila kau benar sayang. Jangan kau buat aku
terlalu lama menunggumu. Terlalu lama menunggumu. Terlalu lama menunggumu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we are about to play a song by Hedi Yunus. Hedi Yunus is an actor and singer. He was well known since joining Kahitna Music Group as a vocalist. However, his solo career was also brilliant with some hit albums. One of them was Suratku, or My Letter, and a single of the same name released in 1995. The song composed by Yuvi Widianto was about a relationship that stopped working because their lover has changed. Therefore, the person puts their feelings into a letter that is sent to their lovers. Well then, here is Suratku by Hedi Yunus. Enjoy listening.
Tak ingin ku sesali seluruh kita ingin kau sentuh. Ku tahu pasti hatimu tahu, walau tak baca suratku. Ku tahu pasti hatimu tahu, walau tak baca suratku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terlalu cepat kau memohon aku untuk berubah mencintaimu, padahal tak cukup waktu kita untuk saling tahu. Terus terang ini bukan diriku, jalani kisah tanpa ada hati. Tak ingin melukaimu. Bersabarlah sayang, nanti pasti akan ada waktunya. Cinta itu akan aku tunjukkan, kasih itu akan aku buktikan. Bersabarlah sayang, cukup kita jalani saja, hingga nanti akan sampai di sana, dan kita akan selalu berdua. Padahal tak cukup waktu kita untuk saling tahu. Terus terang ini bukan diriku, jalani kisah tanpa ada hati. Ku tak ingin melukaimu. Bersabarlah sayang, nanti pasti akan ada waktunya. Cinta itu akan aku tunjukkan, masih itu akan aku buktikan. Selalu berdua.
Of Indonesia.
Di daun yang ikut mengalir lembut, terbawa sungai ke ujung mata, dan aku mulai takut terbawa cinta, menghirup rindu yang sesakkan dada. Oh, di dalam hati ku pegang erat.
pernah ku ragu dan selalu ku ingat kelingan matamu dan sentuhan hangat. Ku saat itu takut mencari makna, tumbuhkan rasa yang sesakkan dada.
Voice of Indonesia.